Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
It is currently 19 degrees in Chicago, and the snow is finally letting up in our area, but there are more changes to the weather coming. Let's get a check of the forecast now from AccuWeather meteorologist Joe Lundberg.
The last of the flurries exiting the area now, and sky conditions will soon be improving as clouds give way to some sunshine in the wake of this fast-moving cold front. Unfortunately, temperatures have started to fall, and they'll fall a bit more and be in the teens across the area this morning before recovering to about 20 this afternoon. Then after that, just a very cold night coming up tonight. Single-digit lows all across the region. Some of the coldest suburbs could get a little below zero. A very cold day tomorrow with sunshine and a high of 23, but we do rebound into the 30s to start the weekend. Joe Lundberg, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
We'll get your full five-day forecast coming up at 8:15. Chicago police are investigating a break-in at a Hyde Park business overnight. WBBM's Carolina Garibay joins us live now at the anchor desk with the details.
This happened shortly after 12:20 a.m. at the recently opened La Boulangerie Bakery near East 55th Street and South Lake Park Avenue. Police say they responded to a burglar alarm and found that the front door of the bakery was open. It appears that the burglars took money from the register. Now, the cafe and bakery has only been open for about 4 months. No one is in custody as police continue their investigation. Reporting live at the anchor desk, Carolina Garibay, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A woman has died after being hit by a CTA train in West Suburban Cicero last night.
The cyclist was riding near 50th Avenue and 21st Place in Cicero when they were hit by a Pink Line train at about 5:45. That's according to a town spokesman. The medical examiner has identified the victim as a nearby resident, 56-year-old Lisa Womack. This happened in a residential area where the train tracks are at street level for the crossing and there are gates. The CTA used shuttle buses to get passengers from 54th and Cermak and the Central Park stops while the train service was halted for almost 3 hours. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9. WBBM.
Naperville residents packed a city council meeting last night. They're weighing in on a new contract with the city's electricity provider, the Illinois Municipal Electric Agency. It burns coal to generate electricity.
One speaker, Paul Bloom, who teaches environmental science at North Central College, said coal is outdated, dirty, and expensive, like using whale oil lamps for lighting or covered wagons for transportation.
In 2000, coal made up 50% of the U.S. energy profile. That number is now just under 10%. The market has spoken. Combined with plummeting cost of grid-scale energy storage, there is simply no way to make an argument that coal is the best we can do.
Council members indicated they're willing to look at other options. The city's contract does not expire until 2035, but the company wants a decision on a long-term renewal by the end of April. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
The prosecution in the racketeering trial of former Illinois House Speaker Mike Madigan will continue its closing arguments today. Assistant U.S. Attorney Julia Schwartz told the jury yesterday that Madigan and his co-defendant Michael McClain conspired to enhance and preserve Madigan's power and line his pockets, saying McClain helped Madigan's other cronies pocket $1.3 million from ComEd through sham contracts. After the prosecution finishes its presentation, attorneys for Madigan and McClain will present their closing arguments.
An Amtrak line is getting new federal money.
The Borealis Intercity Passenger Rail Line began service last May, running from Chicago to Minneapolis. State officials say in its first 22 weeks, the line saw over 100,000 riders. Now, Governor Pritzker has announced nearly $39 million in investment from the U.S. Department of Transportation. Funds that will support 6 more years of Borealis service. The governor says it will also improve service options and flexibility for urban and rural riders. Andy Dane, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A third-party arbitrator is hearing arguments from Chicago Public Schools and the Chicago Teachers Union as they continue to try to reach a new contract agreement. Chalkbeat Chicago reports that once the arbitrator, Martin Malvin, reviews materials from the CPS and CTU and issues his recommendations, which are non-binding, both parties could either accept or reject them. While the two sides have tentatively agreed to host issues such as additional social workers and classroom size, key sticking points remain. The teacher's contract expired last June.
Several of the bridges along Metro lines are more than 100 years old and need to be replaced. There's just not enough money to do it. The commuter rail system is considering another option to pay for the work.
When it comes to capital projects such as new bridges, spokesman Michael Gillis says Metro has many more needs than dollars to pay for them.
We identified $5.4 billion in capital needs, and we only have $2.1 billion in available funding for that. So we're deferring a lot of work, and we just decided that we can't defer this work anymore.
So Metra is considering taking out long-term low-interest loans from the federal government's Railroad Rehabilitation and Improvement Financing Program. Gillis says that would likely be less expensive than selling bonds to raise the money. If Metra's board approves, the first loan would be for about $230 million to replace or rehabilitate more than a dozen bridges along multiple Metro lines. Jim Goodis, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Now sports, in for Josh Liss. Here's Judson Richards.
Cisco Mai, good morning. We will find out soon how much the Detroit Lions coordinators propped up that team and how much Aaron Glenn and Ben Johnson were propped up by Dan Campbell and company. Glenn is headed to the Jets as their next head coach. Johnson is already here in Chicago. Now, one of the guys that helped Johnson flourish as an OC, Lions wide receiver Amon-Ra St. Brown, who spoke about Johnson's departure on his podcast.
One of my favorite coaches that I've ever had, I would say for sure. I mean, he's smart. He's one of the hardest working coaches that I've been around. But obviously, I would want to have him in Detroit forever, but that's not the reality of things.
At House Hall yesterday, Johnson spoke direct.
Our mission starting this spring is to win and to win now.
Bears haven't won a playoff game since the 2010 season. Next up for Johnson, put together an impressive coaching staff. Notre Dame defense coordinator Al Golden is expected to join the Bengals in the same role there. DeMar DeRozan still got game. He scored 32 points to help the Sacramento Kings overcome an 18-point deficit to beat the Golden State Warriors. Bulls' next opponent will be in the Bay Area. That's the Warriors tonight at 9 o'clock, a game you can hear on 670 The Score. With sports at 16 and 46, Judson Richards, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
It's the largest of its kind in the nation. This year, Chicago Restaurant Week is offering up specials all across the city.
For 17 days, hundreds of restaurants throughout the city and the suburbs will be offering up specials as part of the annual Chicago Restaurant Week.
We have 502 restaurants. Whoa. As of this morning. So a huge increase, which is really an awesome thing to see. We have 35 distinct neighborhoods that are being represented. We have over 100 restaurants that are participating for the first time. And we have over 150 restaurants that are women or minority owned. So just a great representation of the city.
Jordan Ingerman with Choose Chicago says the kickoff event is once again at the Field Museum.
So the First Bites Bash is the annual kickoff event, Chicago Restaurant Week, each year.
Restaurant Week takes place January 24th through February 9th. For a list of participating restaurants, go to the Choose Chicago website. Lisa Fielding, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
The bird flu has wiped out an entire flock of chickens on a family farm in South Suburban Madison. WBBM's Nancy Hardy with the latest details.
The owners of Cockadoodle Farm say they lost almost 3,000 hens to the avian flu. Mary Kate and Marty Thomas say they initially thought when 30 of their chickens began dying without symptoms last week, the freezing weather was to blame. But USDA workers inspected the farm Friday and confirmed it was bird flu, likely from infected wild birds eating their chicken feed. While the farm is under quarantine, the Thomases have set up a GoFundMe campaign to keep it running until they can begin selling eggs again in June. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Evacuation warnings are in effect for residents in the community of Bel Air after a wildfire ignited near the 405 in Los Angeles. This woman says her daughter saw a warning on a citizen app and woke her.
I could see already like the red flames on the other side of the hill, so it was very scary. I woke up everybody and we just started gathering stuff. Yeah, I don't understand what's happening. We can't get a break.
Strong winds are expected to last through today in Southern California, with rain possible on Saturday.
The president's not a big fan of the federal agency that deals with disasters.
President Trump scheduled to visit the fire scenes around Los Angeles Friday, stopping first in North Carolina to view damage and recovery efforts from Hurricane Helene. On Fox News Channel's Hannity, Trump criticized the Federal Emergency Management Agency.
All it does is complicate everything.
And claimed he had FEMA working really well.
We had hurricanes in Florida, we had Alabama, tornadoes. But unless you have certain types of leadership, it gets in the way. And FEMA is going to be a whole big discussion very shortly, because I'd rather see the states take care of their own problems.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
Law enforcement in Urbana has unleashed the fury of some people with a social media post about the Trust Act, which prevents local police from acting as immigration authorities.
Police say the post was simply letting people know about the law on the books since 2017. There was also advice for the undocumented, including if ICE comes to the door, don't open it without a valid warrant. That drew some ire. Hundreds of people weighed in, many clearly not in support of immigrants or politicians or police for that matter. Some said they should be locked up. Urbana Police Lieutenant Zachary McCallick spoke to CBS Champaign.
The post was merely an intention of saying, this is what the Trust Act says, this is what Illinois state law says.
And he noted if a crime has been committed, the police will be involved, but they're not going to ask about immigration status, which some believe is wrong, saying if a person is undocumented, they're not here legally. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.